circuses on the air.
The president doesn't.
Sometimes you feel like a
that letter. Means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you
tear don't. Down this wall.
Here's Johnny.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.I.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Johnny's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
Good morning, Mr. Dave Schwann.
Good morning, Mr. Dave Plyer. How are you today?
I am fabulous. And you know, that last audio bite of our opening to This Is History is the Chicago Cubs win the World Series, which is a year ago this week. I think it's November 3rd, correct?
Yep. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I want to make just a bit of a correction here. I heard you and Roger talking about the festivities that are coming up on Tuesday. It is now Black and Orange Spirits Day.
Oh, stop that. Oh, don't give me started. I got a lot of crap. I got to tell you, you know, you get a lot of texts here.
I was thinking about that all week.
You get texts and emails, and people got a little riled up. All right, Dave,
yes,
got it. Got it. It's about a story on the East Coast.
I'm just going to leave it there.
Well, it's just silly. It's still silly. Well,
a pumpkin in your orange and black.
It is so silly. Camille, we were talking about last week that there's a Boston. Yeah, did you see that?
I saw that on your Facebook page.
Yeah. That's just a little much.
A little much.
A little much. All right. We're going to jump in to a little Halloween. What are you going to do for Halloween this year, Dave? What are you going to be?
What am I going to be? Mm-hmm. Probably what I usually am for the rest of the year, a clown.
A clown. Okay, all right, fair enough, fair enough. I'm going to be a disgruntled Cubs fan because I'm really looking forward to the Astros winning the World Series.
And, you know, Houston to win.
I do, because I don't want the Dodgers to win because they kicked their butt. I just don't. That's just kind of where my head's at on that. Alex, my youngest, is going to be Spider-Man.
Right.
He's kind of excited about that. He's more of a Batman, you know, DC Comics guy, but he really is starting to get into Spider-Man a little bit. So, Daughter doesn't know. She's got a couple options of some costumes, and my 16-year-old son, I think he might just have some people over to watch some scary movies.
Watch some scary movies.
Watch Friday
like the
13th,
the
Halloween.
One whose soundtrack we're listening to right now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Here's some other good history for the week here, Dave. 1833, the first U.S. college fraternity. I had a fraternity house founded, and that was in 1833. Did you belong to a fraternity?
No, I didn't. I had friends that did in college, but I went to, I think, a grand total of one or two what they used to call rush parties.
Gotcha.
They probably still do. I mean, I'm going back now, but, you know, parties where they'd bring you in and, like, you know, encourage you to join if you wanted to and that sort of thing.
I belonged.
But
it
that's as far as I got with those.
Mine was, I was
too busy playing radio stations.
Is that right? Okay.
It had.
Mine was, I felt a thigh. That was terrible. That's an oldie but a goodie. I can't help it. Yes, it's an oldie but a goodie. Camille, you, sorority?
Pi Beta Phi, sorority, or fraternity for women, and then I'm also an honorary Lavalier member of the Sigma Chi fraternity.
Listen to you.
So,
did you hang out with any of these people when you went back to school last week in Ball State?
Yeah, I did. It
That's
was a good
nice.
Time.
Did you go to Ball State?
I did.
So did I.
No.
Yes.
Oh, we have to talk after the show.
Oh, bet we do.
Get a bond. There's got to be some bonding here.
Cardinals.
Yeah. The watering holes you used to go to. But yours was actually a watering hole, Dave, when you went.
They were just putting in the indoor plumbing. Wow. Excellent. A fellow Cardinal on the staff.
Look at that.
Yeah,
look at
that's
that.
Awesome.
We've got a couple of folks here that went to Ball State. They come through here over the years. So Great to know.
We had someone from Ball State on talking about what David Letterman donated some months ago, which is fun.
What he donated.
Yeah. His signs.
What he donated.
Exactly.
Well, that communications building, as Camille will attest, has got to be seen to be believed.
It is
amazing.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. It really is. It's just fantastic.
1897, the Marshall Fields building, as we know it today on State Street, was completed. There was an original Marshall Fields building that obviously burned down during the Chicago fire and a temporary relocated after that. But next weekend, Dave, already the 110th lighting of the Christmas tree in the Walnut Room.
Yep. I know. You'll be there for that?
I will be there for that. Did you do that with your dad, with your folks?
We didn't do the Christmas tree lighting. We were here, you know, to come in and do Christmas shopping
and
look at the decorations and everything else. Yeah. But I don't recall really being here for the actual lighting of the tree in the Walnut Room.
Camille?
Same. We go to go see the tree, but never actually it being lit.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you eat around the tree? Do you go into the Walnut Room and have a little dinner or lunch?
We go to the 8th floor and sit on the furniture.
Sit on the furniture in the haunted 8th floor.
You know, they've come up with a very good idea. I know they've done this for a number of years now, but I thought it was a really good idea where, you know, the lines are so interminably long there.
Yes.
They'll give you a number in one of those electronic buzzer things.
Yeah, fantastic.
And when your table is ready, you can go shop, go all over the store, and then when the thing goes off, your table is ready, and you go back upstairs.
Now, there's a traditional pot pie that they've had since the very beginning, and then there's something called the Field Special that I've had since I was a kid. It's this kind of half head of lettuce with turkey and Swiss cheese and Thousand Island dressing. It's really good. But they changed the Thousand Island dressing, and it was the same dressing for decades. I'll have to talk to her about that next week. I'm going to have her on my show. All right. 1902, Listerine was first sold in stores. 1913, the U.S. introduced income tax. 1916, Jeanette Rankin from Montana was elected to Congress as the first woman representative, first congresswoman in 1916. 1922, Howard Carter discovers a tomb of Tutankhamun, thank you very much, in Egypt, which you remember seeing when they came to the Field Museum, right?
Oh, yeah, it was huge.
It was big when I was a kid, yeah. And this is the only song I have. It's Steve Martin.
Now, when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king.
I have to plug the Saturday Night Live exhibit, the experience at the Museum of Broadcast Communications that's going on right now, because you could see Steve Martin's King Tut costume there. It's pretty cool.
It would be.
Yeah. Museum.tv. Check that out.
I
got
to get over
there
and, well, I have to do a lot of things over there. I must admit, I'm sorry I'm behind on my visits.
It's a great visit. Mm-hmm. It's a great visit, and this is a great exhibit, so you absolutely got to catch this. 1929, Black Tuesday, Wall Street, the stock market crashed, which triggered the Great Depression. And here is a clip when you and I were filling in, I think, on Labor Day, Dave, for Steve Cochran and Andrea Darlis. And this is comments about Bob Newhart when I said, you know, he was born in 1929, just like when the stock market crashed. Let's take a listen. So 1929, the stock market crashed. Herbert Hoover was president.
I had nothing to do with that. I get blamed for that all the time. I was a kid.
You were barely a kid.
It was in September. It was the year 29 was almost over.
Legendary Bob Newhart. I love talking to that man.
Yeah.
So much fun. Yeah. Yeah. He will be one of my favorite conversations of the year that we air at the end of the year. 1956, The Wizard of Oz was first televised on CBS television. It was a tradition for years. I think TBS still airs it around the holidays and then in the spring again. But it was first televised. I remember that was appointment viewing. There was no DVDs. There was no VCRs. There was no DVRs.
You had to wait until it was on.
Yeah, usually TV. A Friday night, you used to watch it. Is this what do we have to play here?
I'm melting.
Let's hear it.
How about a little fire, Scarecrow? Oh, no. Oh,
I'm burning.
Oh, no, throw that water. Oh. Ah, you cursed rat. Look what you've done.
Margaret Hamilton, who played the witch. She was freaky.
She was.
And back then, that makeup, that green makeup, that was toxic. back then.
Yeah.
Do you remember Buddy Ebsen was the original Tin Man and he couldn't handle the makeup?
Buddy Ebsen?
Buddy Ebsen was the original Tin Man and he did some screen tests and then was there, I think, for a first or second day and then he couldn't handle it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it was a metal powder that they put on their face.
I did not know that. So it ended up being what it was. Let's see, Burt Lair was the Tin Man.
Yep.
Trying to think of who the lion was now.
She's looking right now. Oh, well, the lion was Burt.
Was it Burt Lair?
Yeah.
Was the lion?
Yeah. Camille, who else? I don't hear you, dear.
Hello.
I'm trying to find it. The IMDb's not loading.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's right. All right, so we'll jump over to 1966. The first entire TV lineup that ever aired on television in color was on NBC because it was still black and white and color mixed during that time. What do you got, Camille?
Okay, so Frank Morgan was a professor.
Yep.
Ray Bollinger was Scarecrow.
Ray Bolger. Yep.
Burt Lair was the lion.
Yep.
And Jack Haley was the Tin Man.
Okay.
A little less familiar name, but yeah, Jack Haley. There you have it. 1967, there was a Rankin and Bass special, Dave. Now, there was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know, the stop-motion animation programs and Frosty and the Heat Miser and all that stuff. But they did a Halloween movie called The Mad Monster Party. Here's Rick Goldschmidt talking to me a few years ago about the history of that show that just turned 50 years old.
Feature film that came out primarily to kiddie matinees. Joseph E. Levine produced three movies with Arthur Rankin and Jules Bass, and they signed the deal right after Rudolph was such a big success. But the first movie to come out was The Wacky World of Mother Goose, and that didn't do all that well. And The Daydreamer was the next film, and that didn't do as well as they were hoping. So Mad Monster Party kind of went into the kiddie matinees and kind of built up a cult following for many years after from television. And I think it really was the main influence on Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas and, you know, The Corpse Bride and kind of the stop motion goth movement that he went with his films.
What's the premise of the story here? What's the story?
Well, it's just Boris Karloff is giving up being the chief of the monsters and wants to relinquish that over to his nephew, Felix Flankin. And it kind of becomes a big party on the Isle of Evil. And then it sort of ends like the original King Kong, although they couldn't call King Kong King Kong in this film. They called him It. But the planes come, and there's a formula that blows up, and it's like a big atom bomb explosion at the end of the film. And then Felix and Francesca live happily ever after.
And there you go. Mad Monster Party was the name of that flick. And then in 1982, Michael Jackson's Thriller. Now, this actually debuted in late November, but I want to play a little bit because it's such a great Halloween music video back
in
the day.
And who else is singing or joining in on this?
Vincent Price.
Thing? Yes.
The legendary Vincent Price. And this was, a very long video. I remember how long it was, 12, 15 minutes, whatever it was. But perfect for Halloween, and they played it over and over on MTV. But still great to watch today and hear Vincent Price in one of his last roles.
Yeah, it would have been, right.
And then 2016, as we said, the Cubs won the World Series one year ago this week. And here's the legendary Pat Hughes, formerly of WGN Radio, courtesy of CBS Radio. And the score is, this is a production of WGN Radio News. Here is the Cubs as they won the World Series.
Deep in center, Hayward not quite as deep in right. A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time, and the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout, jumping up and down like a bunch of delirious 10-year-olds.
Yeah, that was awesome. And you know what? I remember
I was jumping up and down like a delirious 10-year-old.
My son and I were in our movie room, and we were watching on television, but in the background we also had the score on because we wanted to hear Pat call it.
I
was not a Joe Buck fan by any means, and I'm still not. It's hard to watch the World Series watching him do it. Anyway, this week in history.